This is a 302 podcast.
It's really funny. So my son's 11 and I said, we're going to be on the 302 podcast. And he's like, wait a minute, you're going to be on a podcast? And I said, yeah. And he's like, all right, well, that is kind of cool. Like, he thinks everything I do is lame.
I think kids are obligated to do that.
Right. He thinks, and this was cool. So my husband last night was like, exactly, what are you doing again? Are they filming you? I'm like, no film.
No film. Yeah, we're not there yet. I don't have that editing skill yet.
Yeah. I said, I don't care what we're doing, but Colton thinks I'm cool. So I said, I'll take it.
Yeah.
He thinks everything I do is so lame.
That's so funny.
And then this week he's like, I was watching YouTube Reels and he's like, I'm pretty sure the 302 podcast, like, popped up somewhere.
Oh, and what is that?
Really? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I think I've seen the ad for it. And I was like, oh.
We've had like a great, like, we get a lot of good listens. And we were like looking before we started, we looked up all the stats and everything. Right. And it was like, most podcasts don't get more than like 10 listens, mainly friends.
Right.
And then if you get over, what was it, like only 30 listens, then you're in the top 50% of podcasts.
Really?
Yeah.
It's much lower than people realize.
So for a local podcast, we actually have great listeners.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And really good feedback. People are really excited for it. And so we were actually caught off guard by that because we thought we were like, we're going to just use this as an offer to connect with people. But also, like, I grew up here, so much of it is big business, and small businesses get left behind. This is not a small business friendly state, in my opinion, as a growing up in a small business family.
Yes.
And we were like, well, that's all we're going to feature then. Leaders in small businesses for the most part.
Yeah.
Or people who are like enhancing our community. But if you're like a McDonald's, Walmart and want to be like,
you're not doing it.
Absolutely not.
We love that.
If you don't have the inside track with them, you literally don't get attention.
No.
We've been there for 38 years and like completely ignored by the local
people. Still have to pay to play. And that's for everywhere. We found that everywhere. Mm-hmm. We have had to, you know, where do we want to pay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because what?
What if you started your own?
Own chamber?
Not own chamber, but there's like an idea of like a coffee connect.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys host it. And you attract other small businesses. It's for small women-owned businesses, right?
So actually, I did that.
That's so cool.
Called the Female Entrepreneurs of Delaware.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's like eight people.
You got to start somewhere.
It's kind of lame because not that I only want women. I don't just want women, but I feel like we're under.
I mean, that's exclude you, Frank.
My husband's great. Like my husband is, and her husband, they are super supportive of everything that we've done. But I just feel like women in general, as I get older, she gets older, we're seeing that we are underrepresented everywhere.
Also, our experiences are different. Like, people always think he's the business guy in our relationship.
True. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, they think that I own everything.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody thinks our husbands back our businesses, and our husbands haven't put a dime.
No.
Yeah.
It is us. Like, and we can't make a bill. Guess who's paying it? Tiffany and Melissa are drawing out of their little...
We are self-funded.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
We're like, sometimes and cry.
I think this cheers that people need to hear that how hard it is. It's like that.
You're gonna make me cry now.
You're more than welcome to.
You won't be the first one. You're not the first.
We're very honest with people that come up. I think that's why they like us. When they come up, it's a very nice little community, and we talk about everything.
Like, people are so tired of corporate.
That's what we need to go back. We need to go
they
back.
They want
to
know
how this all comes.
Yeah, let's
go back.
We were catching up over a cup of coffee, and we were going to be your best friend.
And we like to tell this story because it was kind of crazy. I mean, we both, she just kind of left the education field. I'm still in there.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah, that's another. But one day when COVID was happening, we went out to go shopping, and we ended up like West OC in the, you know, normal.
Yeah, to hit the normal, like, you know, box chains. We're big shoppers, but we're also bargain shoppers. We're teachers on a budget.
We're gift givers. We love to give gifts. We love all that. So we're like shopping and everything was just, it wasn't great. You know,
it was dirty. No one had shopping bags.
Yeah, the shopping bags have been an issue too.
Oh, wow.
That really just.
We could have a whole car. All we're doing is replacing plastic with plastic. Now we have to buy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, but like, it's still plastic.
Yeah, right. So like, we're like, this is so crazy. So we end up at the Dollar General in Selbyville.
Dollar Tree. We're at the Dollar Tree.
We end up at the Dollar Tree in Selbyville. We're standing there and we're like, this was really disappointing today. Like, our shopping trip just...
Nothing coordinated. You know, you used to go to TJ Maxx and you'd be able to get your candle and your blankie and like all the things.
Yeah, all the fun stuff.
And everything would coordinate.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. And so we're standing in the Dollar Tree and we're like, you know, we could do this. Like, there's a need for what we want. We want a true gift shop. Mm-hmm. Not like, you know, these big chains. Not even Hallmark. Because that's even went kind of in the hole. So we're like, we could do this. And we're standing there and we're like, you know what? We're going to do this. And so we're, and then we come up with our name in the Dollar Tree.
So in this one moment, you were like, name. We're going to do
we
it.
Right. Oh my God. And she's like, what's, can we be Italian? Our
dad
our
is
paternal
Italian.
Side is Italian.
Yes. Mm. And so we're like,
and you know, we lost our grandfather a few years ago.
And we were very close to him. He was like, so old was, school Italian, you know. And so we were like, let's use Italian. We need Italian. And we're like, and we're sisters.
So she's like, what goes with Amare? And I'm like, I don't know. Let's look. So we're Googling. I'm like, oh my God, Sorella means sister. And, you know, we probably aren't even saying the Italian words right, but we're like, Sorella Amare. That's what we're calling ourselves. And we're like, sister love. Like, it's perfect. It's us. We're sisters. And it just went, we want that to encompass.
And that's how it, and that was what?
What year was that?
February of 22.
Oh my God.
So only
a year,
very fresh.
We have
busted our behinds. Well, we have a vision. We have this vision.
What's the vision?
We started,
give us a vision.
We started, though, in her garage.
My garage has been converted into a home office. So we started there. We're like, we're just going to be in the home office.
We're going to do online.
Because we both have been in retail our whole lives. And we're like, we're not going to be, we're just going to be working right here. We can be here. The cats are here. The husbands. The kids can come in and out. We're going to be good. We're going to be in the garage.
Yeah, so
and that actually did well. I mean, here we were
We were like,
$300. We're sitting in the computer chairs. We're like, all right, this is exciting. She's like, we can do more. And I'm like, okay.
So then, yeah, I get a Brady idea. Last summer, we're going to go out and do vendor shows.
We're going to do vendor shows. And here comes the list of vendor shows. And I'm like, oh my God.
There's a lot, by the way. There's more than people realize.
Now, I have psoriatic arthritis. And I'm like, you're going to freaking kill me. Like, my medication.
And it was hot. It was, I mean, this summer was super hot. But last summer was hot too. And we, oh my God, we were everywhere. We went to the Ladybug Festival.
It was awesome. Have you ever been?
There's a lot of great festivals in Delaware. It's just a lot of work to be a vendor.
If people don't go and spend money when they go to vendor shows, shame on them. They have to spend at least $50
just to support.
Because those people have busted their behinds.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we did really well. We had it set up like a store. I told her, I said, if you want to do a vendor show, I will do them, but it has to look like a store. I have to have the feel. So we bought the
tent. You could experience.
And we set the tables up. And we had little pink rugs, so you would like walk in, and the little girls.
Would come back. The little girls love it.
They love your store. Yeah. We're like, yes.
Would you, for the listeners, would you just? We'll have pictures posted and links. Yeah. So go look at your website. Yeah. But would you describe what kind of items you're selling and experiences and gifts.
Yeah. Yes. And did it evolve over time as well, too? Always the same.
Big time.
There
we pivot
go.
Probably every month.
Every month we're doing something different. I mean, it's still the vision.
Yeah. Yes. Like the core is there.
The core is there.
What you're offering is sort of like shifting.
We see what's needed. And that time, and we just see it. And we're like, you know what? And we never argue about it. Mm-hmm. We kind of see it. And then we say, you know, we need this.
You're like listening to your people.
Yeah. We do. And that was one thing. So we share the same dad, different moms. And her mom in the beginning was like a little hesitant of us going into business because we're so close. She's like, please don't ruin your relationship.
Yeah, she didn't want that to happen.
So we had that conversation up front to say.
It is hard being in
to be in business together.
You don't want
to
be, so that's where that lose our relationship.
Right. That's where that came in. We didn't want to fight over anything. But our vision really was to have a gift shop that coordinated gifts, because that's a big thing.
Right.
And gift shop that encompassed every budget. So you can come in and find a great gift for $10, $5. Yep. We have items that are $2. I mean, we really wanted it to be affordable, number one. We wanted coordination. And we really wanted you to feel, we wanted there to be a person at the counter to check you out. There's no self-checkout. That was a big thing.
Yes.
And
bags.
Everybody gets a bag.
We have to have bags.
Tissue.
Have people.
You're going to get that experience.
You're creating the experience. Yeah. This is what people want.
That's right.
The stores have stolen the experience away.
Right. We wanted that. And
somebody to be nice to you.
Right.
Oh my God. Yeah. People want to know
just
who they're buying
nice
from.
Nice to me.
And we always offer. There's always tea. There's soda.
Oh yeah. You can come in.
There's some wine in the free. Like you, we want you to come in, like at your house.
Next time we're down there, we're visiting.
Come see us.
Definitely.
So when we started the place that we have, like I told you, it's an old house. Mm-hmm. So if you're local to to the Millville
balcony. A lot of people know the house. Yeah,
Sussex County. Oh, and you say, yeah. Oh, we're in this house, this family's house. And I don't want to put them like on blast because they'll be like, oh my God.
And they're wonderful. They have been out actually.
Yeah, they've been to
and
the store.
They walked through the store and the one daughter had her little baby and she was like, oh my God, we used to play here and we used to do this in this room. Aww. She said, you guys have done a wonderful job. So that was really nice to hear, you know, somebody.
Yes.
Yes.
So when we started, the upstairs is a family room and then it's bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And we only rented one bedroom. We were in a little room. And we had a vision for the upstairs.
So from vendor shows.
Oh, yeah.
Then I looked at her and I said, you know what? This vendor show stuff is a lot of work. I said, I think we need just a little area that we could work on, you know, work from. And so that's when we found this place. And he was like, yeah, I've got this room for rent. There's a couple other rooms. But we were like, well, right now, we'll take the first room. And we, all of our little stuff, we brought up.
Oh, my gosh.
We decorated this little room. And just
we did great.
We did. Like, we had little people come. Well, we do have a salon downstairs. It's a small one. And they have been so wonderful. They send, like, everybody up. They're like, oh, go up there. Go up there.
Salons are great. Yes. They're connectors.
Yeah,
they are connectors. Yes. So we started there. And then every month, and we blasted through pretty quick, we would go back to the landlord. And we're like, we want another room. We want another room.
And he's like, expanding.
Well, yeah. And I think we kind of, and if they ever listen, I think we got a little bit pushed by them.
Yeah, I think they wanted us to take the whole, because it would be...
It would make sense. We did have retail up there, so if they had other people renting the other rooms, it was hard because then our retail shop, if we weren't there, would be open.
Right.
But anyway...
And we also have a little kitchen upstairs, which is great. So we have this little like prep kitchen, which you know has our refrigerator. There's an oven that we don't really use, but a microwave. So we also use one of the rooms as a party room.
Oh, fine.
So yeah, to answer your question about what we do up there. So it started out as a gift shop, and then I kind of kept pushing for kids. I'm like, we really should have a DIY place, like a place where kids
can... She's the crafty
one. I am. Oh. I'm like, some place where the kids can come. And she kind of fought me a little bit on that.
A little bit I did.
She's like, oh my gosh, no, I don't know. And then we took another room, and then finally she came back. She's like, I think we need to go the route with the kids.
Yeah.
So every room we took, it started out as just this gift shop. But then we saw the need for the community and the kids. And so another room came along and another room, and then we had the party room. And we're like, we're not getting the message out about this party room. And it's great. It's a small space. It's perfect for your old fashioned, you know, when your mom had a birthday party and the kids would come over. It's perfect for that room. Because you don't want people in your house anymore. You don't want 15 kids
not
screaming.
It's a lot.
Why can't you just have crafts like you used to either? It's messy. And
right.
A lot of the parents don't want that at their house.
No.
And we're okay
it's
with
a lot
it.
Of, it's
come
a lot
up
of
and make
to
a mess.
Clean it.
We're fine
with it. And it's not cheap. Like, in order to do, we have crafts that start at $2.
Right.
A dollar, actually. We have a craft that starts at $1. In order for you to go and buy all the stuff, it would cost you more than $1 to make one little craft.
Well, then you have to put the rest in storage until somebody decides to craft
again. Exactly.
Yes. So if you're not a crafter and you're not into that, and some people don't want the sensory and the mess, so we added that. Mm-hmm. And so the store has evolved. It started out as this online shop, and then we were the vendor shows, and then we started renting, and then we've been able
to just...
This is
all in a year?
Yes.
All in a year.
Oh my gosh.
Are you guys exhausted?
And work.
Yes, we work full time.
Because
Because you guys are both teachers, correct?
So I was. I spent 20 years working with the local school district, 18 years somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. And I was just really burned out.
Yeah.
Education
shifted a lot.
It did. And it's not anything against anyone. It just professionally and personally, I needed a change. So I took a job in a different direction that's kind of a traveling remote position so I can just have a little bit more time with my son. I homeschool him, but still full time. Like, I still full time mama, working a regular job and the store. She still works in the
same
district.
Yes, I stayed in the district. And my hope is, I'm the older one here, so my hope is I got a few more years to 55, and then I'm going to peace out, I think.
Mm.
So our hope is, we built this pretty quickly in a year. We feel like by the third or fourth year, we should be kind of where we want to be.
Right. Well, if you're hustling the way you're hustling this first year, my God, how could you not be?
I don't know. We hope so, because the lows are low and the highs are high. And I'm like, Melissa, it's been so quiet. Like, it's so different. You've grown up in a family business. I'm not sure if your background has been the same. Our dad has been self-employed. Yes, we've grown up around family business. So it's hard because, you know, you're relying on other people to help your success, but we're small. I mean, it's just us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The kids think we're lame. I think they're coming around a little bit. Like I said,
our own children.
Yeah.
At first they thought.
Not the kids coming in.
Not the kids coming in.
Our own children. My children. thought maybe I was going through a midlife crisis.
They're like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And they're
and like, well, we just have a vision. And I think for us, the other thing that happened was COVID. A lot of people struggled and we saw that in the education system. But us, our families thrived.
Yeah, we were great.
We were blessed.
COVID.
We never realized how
fine to be home with our families. Oh, we were fine.
Yeah. We loved it. Like, our kids thrived. Okay. My son was like, this is the best. He was out with pop-up fishing on the days that he was, you know, off, not off from school, but like.
You could do a modified schedule.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that like 7 hours at school.
We thrived.
Yeah, the whole way that school has been for so many years. And, you know, they don't want to change things, and things really need to change. This is a different generation. We really need to change. And a lot of kids work now.
Yeah.
It wasn't like when we were all
in school.
Do you teach
high school?
I'm at the high school.
Yeah, so you're seeing a different age.
A lot of kids work. We need to change the way we think.
That's a whole nother. You can edit that out.
We can't.
That's a whole nother story. People want to talk about this stuff, too. Like, these are the conversations. Well, I mean, you're people who live in this community and own a business.
Yes.
Your opinion matters a huge amount for what needs to be done. We
need
to have
that conversation.
And that's
why they like when they come up. The grandparents, they want to sit and talk about education. That's what they love, that little connection, because we can say to them, we're real. We tell them exactly.
We'll tell you how
we're like, well, we're gonna
and
tell
we both
you.
Have been married and divorced.
Yeah.
So we've been through that process. And that's you
want to
talk
life.
About humble. Let me tell you something. You are not humbled until you've been through a divorce, and it strips you of everything. Like
it's a hard process.
I commend anybody that goes through. I mean, I stuck out in a 15-year marriage and I was young. I mean, it is humbling. And to be able to rebuild yourselves. And that's why we really, you know, when I first left my first marriage, and I might get a little teary eyed, like I could not afford butter. I'd saved up all my money. It was not a great situation. And I moved out and she's buying, what can I get from the grocery store? You know, my parents, my aunt, what can I get you? And when we built the store, it was important to us that moms could come up there and be able to be supported and feel like they had a sister, because that's who got me through. You know, there were certain people that got me through that time, but I couldn't afford anything, but I wanted my son to have things. So like we talked about, hey, you know, you will do anything for your child. I couldn't afford butter, but you best believe my kid had what he needed.
Right.
He had everything. I mean, he didn't know I couldn't afford, but he had no idea. He didn't know that Aunt Lisa was buying like mayonnaise.
Right.
Like,
well,
can you please buy me some
Hellmann's? Being in the education field, we see so many kids that aren't getting any, they don't get the art.
No.
That's a big thing now. Art
not creative art.
Like
not
creativity. Creativity out the window.
You're just not given
They've
that time
taken away
to be free.
The fun. So that was one of the things when we went the DIY route. I said, yeah, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
But it's got to be
fun. She's like, it's yours. That room is yours.
Yeah.
And so when I designed it, it's really designed for 8-year-old Tiffany. Like, what would 8-year-old Tiffany have wanted? Because I was not an athlete. Not me. Not a cheerleader. I wasn't on this field. Neither were you.
No, I really wasn't into any of that stuff either.
No, I was a book kid. I told my husband this, and he didn't realize it. When I was like in high school, I would read books and then write book reports over the summer so that when the school year came, I wouldn't have to read books.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
She's a little nerdy.
Like, oh yeah, I'm super nerdy. But you know, I said there are little girls like me. There's little boys like me. Yeah. There's little kids like me. There are kids
and
that
the kids like to come up and just talk.
They want to talk.
They sit at the table.
Kids need connection.
Yes.
And some of them still are online, or some of them are doing the homeschool online.
Right.
They don't necessarily connect with their parent because their parent's working.
Yeah.
So there's like a lot of different things going on with kids' lives right now.
So to answer your question of like, what do? This is what we do. That's it.
Yeah.
And we don't want to mark ourselves as therapists because we're not counselors, but we're big sisters. We know what it's like to take care of each other, and we know what it's like to take care of kids.
We just want everybody to feel comfortable when they come up there. And now we do have a lot of returning customers. And
every
weekend, that's a big deal. We are seeing people. That's awesome. So we like to see it. It is the best compliment.
Oh,
absolutely. And we have the fruits of your labor finally.
Yeah.
It's like a snowball, you know, like as you're building, it's rolling and rolling.
We hope so.
Yeah.
And there are times, like we said, that we are, I mean, it's the truth about business.
Yeah.
There are times that we are crying and saying, oh my God, what, you know.
Well, we're posting, and it's funny, you know, you guys run social media. Also, we run a Facebook account. Well, she'll post and she'll get 1,000 views. And I'm like, she's like, can you pick it up for a couple days? And I'm like, all right, well, we know how this is going to go. I post my stuff. Facebook hates me.
Yeah.
I get like three views.
So
I'm like, you can't let me take care of this. And she's
I had started it. And I guess for some reason, it just does not like her.
At all.
As soon as she,
It's, you know, I don't
fully understand all of it, but we have that too. There'll be like certain, like on TikTok, my videos will do better than if I put him in it.
It's fun.
But then on Instagram, his videos will do well if I put him in it. So it's all weird.
I know. You know? We can't figure it out.
But this week, I mean, we had the conversation. Like, should going. We close? Is it time to close the store?
But yeah, you do that.
Had that conversation?
Oh my gosh. We are honest.
Do you guys keep track of your stats? I mean, it's only been a year, but that's part of it. Like some months are naturally slower.
We know that. Right now, it's a transition time. Kids were going back to school. Teachers were going back to school. We know.
Schedules are different for families. So the first year we were in business, I think the first when we started from March to December, we made $11,000. We've blown that out of the water this year. I mean, it's not that we haven't grown.
Yeah, it's not that.
But we are moving. Like,
but you wouldn't be honest if you didn't say that you do. Even in when we know it's going to be low, we get low. We can't help that.
Well, it's
we're doing part of it. We need that.
We love when we see our people, and then our people, they don't come in for a while, and we're like, oh my god,
they don't even need to shop. Somebody just comes to you.
What happened to our people? And then they'll show up and be like, we've been so busy. And we're like, oh, yeah.
They're like, we had COVID or we had surgery.
We forget that everybody
has. Oh, my God, well, tell me. How it, like, what's going on? Yeah. People are surprised. We have a couple people. Like, I'm going to shout out one little Wendy's, one of our ladies.
We
love her.
She
was a lady that came in. But she came in one day. I'm like, Wendy, where have you been? She's like, you remember me? And I'm like, yeah.
We're like, yes.
You've been talking about where you are.
Wendy did. Yeah.
So we even, in our business, we're very similar. We love connection, right?
Right.
And so it is, I really do always go back to, like, what you guys are doing, if you can stick out long term, will change your community.
We hope so.
Yes.
Because we have that too. Like, I'll bring up something from, like, somebody said a month or two ago, and it's amazing. They'll be like, oh, you heard me. And I think so many people feel unheard.
Yes.
That the fact that you guys now, not just a gift shop, but you have a place someone can go and connect, they can be heard. You want to know your community. So therefore, when you want to know people, you're going to remember them, right?
That's right.
So your customers, you know who they are, even if they don't realize that.
Right.
That's
right.
Something really special.
Yeah. And we love it. I mean, that's our that's how we are. I mean, right. I think our family is like that. We've always been
It's just
that.
Who you are as a
just
people.
Just sitting around, talking.
Well, we want to have a good time. Like, we don't want to hang out with you forever. We want to come over, you know.
We get
don't
in.
Stay past 9.
Yeah, that's like, everybody that knows me.
You can come over, but you got to be out by 9
o'clock. Everybody that knows me. Chris is going to be in bed by a certain time, so we have to get out of here.
Yeah.
But she's good while we're here.
Yeah. Right.
I got to go to bed.
So we get that. You know, we get the whole...
Yeah.
And we don't want you to ever feel funny about that kind of stuff, but building a community was important.
It is.
And we really... Affordability is the other part. Not cheap. We try to... that's a big thing for us, too. We're trying to find products that are sourced by other small businesses, whether it's female-owned, minority-owned. Mm. We're really, like... trying to find products that are clean. We're trying to find things that we believe we're really reading like we're not just ordering willy nilly. We're not ordering because, you know, this was TikTok. This was on Instagram. No, we're not doing that. We're reading the ingredients on the boxes, the labels. We actually got crackers in from the UK, but we love that because the UK's food standards are different than ours.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, how? Like,
well, you're also like sourcing things that are different. Cause you go to shop and you're like, oh, that's cute. But I've also seen that in like,
everybody. We're huge shoppers, so we know our stuff. So we're like, we can't carry that because this box store has it, or that store on the street has it.
With Target.
Now, we did also start and we brought in vendors. We do have some vendors. Now, we will say this, and hopefully our vendors don't get very upset. we kind of have shrunk that down a little, only because what you do find, and it's very difficult, is when you bring in your vendors, sometimes your vendors aren't on that level
quality isn't always the issue.
It's that we are dope. We want things changed.
Yes, we change things a lot because our people come up all the time. They're like, wow,
right. So every time someone comes in, you want them to have something new to buy.
That is very
or something
big,
new to look at. Yes. If you keep going back to a store and you're like, oh, that box has been sitting there for 8 months.
They notice that.
And we've got, like we told you, we have repeat business.
Yeah. And they'll come up if they're going to come up and see the same thing.
Well, the number one, you go go to any box chain.
Sell as well.
No, go to any box chain store. They've got Halloween out. Well, they've had it out since July. But, you know, you're seeing.
Yeah, but like next month will be in Christmas.
So we try to evolve too, and the vendors they're split in so many. A lot of them are in multiple shops. They're doing
it's hard for them to
they're
get
doing other things too.
We are probably one of the furthest south
We are
vendor location. There's a few other ones, but a lot of our vendors are a little bit further north.
Yeah.
So we're trying to go with vendors that we can buy wholesale from, just so that we can replenish and move it out and put it on sale, because that's not fair to them either.
I mean, we have wonderful vendors, very, very artistic. They're great, but sometimes I think we tend to, you see in a year, we push. Mm-hmm. We are not people that are just going to sit back and let it sit there. We're not.
Yeah, you guys are motivated.
So it's like either you've got to get on this train and roll with us, or it just.
Do you find it hard finding unique vendors being so far south in Delaware?
We have one that's really good that has brought us. I think
we have a hard time. Some of the vendors aren't doing it as their full-time business and don't have the hustle and vision. I don't want to say hustle. That's not fair to them, because they may have their own.
Like in their industry, they're doing very well.
For them, it's more therapeutic. They're doing it because it gives them something. And then they're like, oh, let me bring these in. Would you guys want to sell these? And so we do a little bit of that. And then that can be kind of good and bad, because then it might be there for a while.
Right.
And they don't come back. And then you're like.
Or we're finding that they're pushing out in so many little shops that it's hard, because. Right. And it's great for them. It is, because we started out like that. Right. Actually, we did vendor shows, and then we were a vendor. And we saw firsthand. I was like, we can't get to Seaford to restock. We're in Bethany.
Right.
So we had to pull after 3 months. I was like, it's not fair to her, because we can't go stock our shelf. Like,
right.
And so we've kind of come around. Just circles in that. We want to support other businesses and help them get started, but we're also struggling to run our... Not struggling, but we're learning.
And you do have to be careful, because you want more unique stuff. Mm. So it's hard, because everybody's like she said, those vendors are going to everybody else too.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's
I'm sure
the vendor thing is hard.
It's complicated.
It is complicated.
I'm sure anyone who works in that, whether as a vendor or hiring vendors, is like listening and being like,
I think the one thing about Melissa and I is we try to walk the walk and talk the talk. So if we wanted to be a vendor in another store to see what that felt like, and we saw
we do our homework.
It's hard.
Hard, and we can see, and now we don't want to exclude vendors, because we want to give other small businesses the chance to grow, but it's hard to do that and then keep ourselves afloat and figure out how to, because then we have to pay them. Right. And if we're struggling to figure out how to pay ourselves,
we
never want to short the vendors, and that sucks, because.
So we're kind of, our vendor program, we're kind of.
We're trying to find vendors that we can buy wholesale. Like we use Henelope and Candle Company. They're a local. Yeah. I don't know if you guys have met them, but they're great, because their candles are chemical free. Yeah. You can burn them and they're clean, so you don't
so
have.
Nice.
It is so
they
nice.
Are. Those toxins in the candles are wild,
right? And it's a brother and sister. They're hand pouring the candles. Yes. Wow. The brother delivers the candles to the store, but we can buy them, and so that makes it a little bit different.
Them. Yep,
because we can use. Buy
it, and we can display it the way we want to display it. And move it around and whatever,
But we're always looking for, like, the earrings I have on. We met this vendor, jeweler.
Yes.
We met her at a local farm in our area, 4 Acres Farm. They have an alpaca farm. And we had one night where we could finally go to a mixer that wasn't anything related. It was her. She came from,
Indiana.
She's from Indiana.
Yep.
And she had a little debut. We met her connected.
Yep.
Now we're going
to,
she's making custom
jewelry too.
That's very cool.
So
very cool. Stuff.
So it's actually going to be a system.
Nobody around here will have it. Right.
No one's ever. No other business owner took the opportunity to go blend.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Well, then we made a connection with 4 Acres Farm, so we were excited about this weekend, because it's been a super big dip since Labor Day.
Yeah, just
and I was like,
slower.
All right, well, so we got the podcast tomorrow. That'll pump us up.
And we're going to be at the Alpaca Fest
tomorrow
for their festival.
I didn't even know there was an alpaca festival.
It's amazing.
That
they are Frank.
We didn't really know it either.
What's that address?
Right up the street.
Are they considered Dagsboro?
Okay. Dagsboro, yeah.
It's Omar, and if you're in that area, you know where that is. But it's free to the community. They're collecting cans
for the food bank.
When this comes out, it'll already have passed.
I know.
But for next year, everyone mark your calendar. Supporting the local.
They're
wonderful people. And you can go visit anytime.
Oh, yeah. Go out and visit them, guys.
Yeah,
they're amazing. The listeners.
They're
wonderful people.
Yeah, so that's 4 Acres Living. They're great. There's so many great things in our area, and we just want to be on that list of stop at this
stop
farm,
here.
Stop here,
yeah.
stop at Sorella, yeah. make a quick quack. Like, we'll send you
Bring
up the whole
up.
Little
yeah.
path
yeah.
because we've got so many family-friendly things in
we
the
do.
Area.
We do.
But we are really different, because we are catering to, I feel like, all budgets, where some of the shops along are in our area cater to a higher end. And I think people think, oh, boutique, they're going to be too expensive. And they might come in and see the prices. And we don't want people to think it's cheap. Like, we're just making sure that we're very conscientious about what we're buying.
Right.
I mean, I get on her. She's like, let's order this. And I'm like, okay, well, this is going to be $30. Well, I wouldn't pay $30 for that. And we're not ordering it.
Yeah, we go back.
She's like, I don't understand. And I'm like, well, we can't buy that.
I do think there's a lot of people who look at some of the shops down at the beaches and think, oh, those are for the out-of-staters. That's not for me.
And we don't, not that we don't appreciate that business. We want everybody to
feel welcome. You're looking for all people.
We really want locals to know.
We do.
We're here for you. You don't have to run to Ocean City. You don't have to run to Rehoboth. Come in and grab a quick gift.
Well, it's also great because it's really hard to find unique gifts. Like right now, because like, you know, you used to have Etsy. Mm-hmm. And it's not.
They've changed that whole
they've
thing.
They've changed. Yeah.
It's not the same.
So you really can't get, like, find small vendors there. Mm-hmm. And I think I saw something about pricing, whatever they've done. They've shifted, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you have, like, Amazon, which everyone buys off of, but quality control is a big issue.
Yeah,
you have to be very careful.
And the stuff you get, like, I don't like buying a lot of gifts off of it either because I don't want to support it. So, like, finding, like, a small local that's unique.
Right.
And can get gifts for everybody. Like, that's really special.
The other thing we're trying to do is make sure it's consumable, usable, and practical. That's a big push.
Yeah.
So we make sure if you're going to come get a gift, come grab crackers and a dip. Come grab a bar of soap. We try to make sure that the soaps are made by people that are, you know, chemical free, conscientious of what they're using. We're not trying to stock. You're not going to find name brand
stuff. Kids, we try to make sure that it's
consumable.
It is that it. Yes,
because no one wants a bunch of junk sitting around their house either.
Or something that doesn't hold the value of the price you paid for it.
Right.
Because that's always really like a bad feeling. You take home, you're like, oh, this is
buyer's remorse.
Right.
Well, you
can't find like where we live. There aren't toy stores.
No.
Even our grocery stores don't have big toy aisles. Like some grocery stores you go in, you know, they have.
I never really thought about that. Where do people buy toys?
We do have Amazon. There are a couple local toy stores in downtown Bethany.
There is. The one is going to, I think, be closing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad.
Oh, you're letting, like, big news drop?
I think.
Oh, my God.
Are you reading something out there on the interwebs?
Hopefully that's either correct or
she's like, oh, my God. She's like, what is she talking about?
I don't know, but something might be happening there. I don't know.
But we have kids.
Yeah.
Where do you shop for them? Where do you get Christmas presents? So we made DIY kits. So you can come in and anything that's in the DIY room, if it's not in a kit, I throw it together for you.
We can put it together.
Yep.
And
that's really
nice. There's a ceramic, we'll give sloths right now. They're $25.
Cute.
Yeah. But if you want it to go, we box it up for you and it's ready
to
go.
Give you the paint.
Oh, fun.
So we do all that.
Yeah.
We have it all.
And then you're not buying all the excess stuff you don't need.
No. Exactly. And you bought from a small business for $25 and the kids got a great gift. They can paint it. The parent can keep it or, you know, toss it at some point.
Slowly move it out of the house.
Right.
Ready.
Right.
Yeah.
What? What's in the
trash? We'll see our sloth at the thrift store. Yeah. But that's okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Let me just say, we are in the thrift stores also. So we'll know.
We're everywhere. We can't afford furniture or, like, display cases.
Yeah, we have to do what we
have. I got to run to the thrift store because we need baskets. And
that creates such a beautiful, you know, because we...
It's a shabby chic.
Yeah. I think it creates something really pretty because we have a Christmas tree shop here, and that's what we did. We filled it with antiques, and that was what the displays were. And it's so much homier and nicer.
I think so.
I like it.
Well, I do too.
I like it so much.
In my heart and soul, I'm telling myself this is how I'm contributing to, like, saving the planet. I'm like, I didn't repurchase. I went and reused it.
Yeah.
I'm spray painting or painting. So in my little neck of the world, I'm like, this is how.
Well, you
I'm
can
just
also create it into what you want.
Yeah.
Right.
But we're antique. Like we talked about the Canterbury store. Yeah. Like, we have like two items we just got from there. Like, you know, I want to fill my home with things that are like quality.
Right.
Not things that are, you know, in a year I got to throw it out.
That's right.
Which is a lot of furniture right now.
So much.
So those antique stores, you get quality in there.
You do.
We get real wood furniture, and there we are.
We're not painting it. Then her mom will come up, and she's like, "What do you need painted?"
Yep, my mom will paint it.
I'm like, listen,
it's
I got this
good
on 20 for
dollars.
I mean, we're always on the.
We'll go up to PA. We're always in. We love PA, so we'll go up there and look for.
They have a lot of local shops in towns.
Yes.
Yeah, they seem much more supportive of small business. We've just found that.
They are.
Yeah. Let's get into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a small business, what is, like, the support you feel from Delaware? Do you feel like they do, they don't? How do you feel like you've been, obviously the people are supporting you. Like, the locals are, like, showing up, buying.
Yeah.
But how do you feel like the, like, leaders in the community are?
Oh, crickets. I feel like first of all, banking is impossible. Like back in the day, you could go to a small local bank, and I don't want to throw any bank under. It's not that, but the regulations have gotten so tight. Mm-hmm. We've tried to apply for business loans, and if you're not generating 50, there's like a mark on some of the stuff, or if you don't have the right, like,
Even trying to get a checking account for your business.
Oh my gosh, that you used ridiculous. To be able to do that so easily. It was so hard.
All the documentation.
Yes. So we talked to our accountant, we're like, do we need to have this or that, or, you know, and he's like, no, you just need a checking account that's separate because we weren't running certain things through it. But, you know, they want a minimum business accounts.
We were like, what? Why are we going to pay that every month? Like out, like to the bank. You know what I mean? Like
they wanted a fee, a local one.
Where is the local bank?
Shore United.
Okay.
I think it was like $20 to open.
Okay.
You know, if you need like a lower, they're very good with it because we do all our businesses.
What we feel too down our way. It's a lot of banks. They've all opened up. It's all really? Banks.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah,
we have tons of banks. There's probably
We've had a lot too. I don't know why our banks what are they doing that is so amazing that they're like, if you read over, like a Pizza Hut in Dover's now a bank. And
if you read about it, it's all about development. There's a thing.
So
go down that rabbit hole. There's a whole thing about banks. If banks are opening on every corner, it's something with development.
Know something's going to happen.
Yes. Mm. But that's a rabbit hole on its own.
But the problem is they're not supporting the small business.
They're not small.
I agree with you with that. I don't think the bigger banks definitely are not. But I do like Shore United because we've been using them for a very long time in my family, and they've been very, very, very supportive. That is a local bank, though. So.
But I've never even heard of that bank. So
they're in Rehoboth.
Oh, well, we'll have to look.
But we didn't even know that.
We didn't know that.
We didn't know. Yeah. That's why we need more connection in our small business world.
But that's the thing. There's not anybody out there like, I mean, the Chamber's been wonderful.
They have.
That has been, I think, a positive. But there isn't anybody really, I would say, in the bigger, like you said, leader, like, they're not really helping us. Nobody's really giving us...
No, it was even to subdue the LLC. I mean, I set that up and learned how to do it. So then her husband went out on his own. He left his job and started his own business. I helped him open up his LLC.
Oh, wow.
There's not a lot of people.
No, I started another business. You. I opened up that LLC, but we learned.
How I did mine. I learned.
I know.
Because I don't know who to ask. Other than you have to haul it, because I do ask my accountant. She goes, you go through a lawyer, and then they set it up for you.
Right.
But if you're a new business.
You can't afford it.
Unless you're already an established business,
right?
Going and doing that from scratch, you can. I went online and looked up the steps.
That's what I did.
And that's
I said to Melissa, I was like, oh, this LLC is only $90.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Instead of like $500 or whatever, if you do it like LegalZoom.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm not blaming the state, and they can't get involved because they can't give you legal. The state.
Do
you know something?
I do think they can't, like, obviously, but they should. They do have, like, here's the steps you can follow. They do have on their website. It's just not well written.
Right.
So I would follow those steps. I'd be like, this does not make. I'm sure you felt this too, right?
Yes.
This doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because we went through that. Yes. She would say that to me, and I'd be like, wait a minute.
And even getting this business license, I was like, doing it, and then I had to call them, and they were like, oh, we just never processed it right, or we put your money in the wrong account. And so it took me 9 months to get a business license, and I was like, you can't do that.
No.
It was like weird stuff, but it was like they don't have it clearly written, but they could have it clearly written.
And then we didn't realize that we had to have a local town license. That's not
The business licensing is wild.
It's wild. And we've also talked about having like free seminars to help people get set up. Not that I want to offer like free legal advice because I'm not a lawyer. That's not my area. But I said to her, like, we're sisters. We need to build this community. We're willing to help people. But I'm like, then do we offer?
We did learn too. Certain towns are very difficult to work with.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that.
Yeah, we won't get into. We won't tell you the towns, but we will tell you.
Assuming a beach town.
Some towns are not as easy to work with.
Why do you think they're choosing?
Millville's been phenomenal.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Millville was phenomenal.
Yes.
It was so easy.
Great.
They were easy to work with. They knew the location. It was so
easy. Why do you think that they're so hard to work with, though? Do they not want small businesses?
They don't
want
certain small businesses until they meet you.
Yeah.
So they're deciding the people.
They're like gatekeeping on who
comes in. It's a little ways.
Well, I like talking about this because I think a lot of people, a lot, there's a lot of small business owners in Delaware, and I think a lot of them struggle with the same thing. Like the people who want to start, or like somebody who feels like pulled to start a business, like I love this, like a craft person, right?
Yeah.
And they have to get these licenses. They have to get it. It is not clearly communicated what you need.
No.
Like that you have to be like a little bit aggressive. Like I had to call and be like, hey, what do I need? What do I need to do this? What do I need? I called them all the time.
Yeah, we're but aggressive. Like, but, and I think, well, I think
you guys are very assertive. A little bit too. Yeah. But I always say, how about someone who didn't like, because I think sometimes when you grow up in an entrepreneur family, you naturally learn to be more assertive because you have to be.
You have
but
to.
Like, if you didn't and you're like new to all of this, what's your...
You just sit and wait, I guess. You just sit and wait. You need a barrier.
And
just need support.
I think a lot of people back away from their potential. Like, they're thinking, I'll never get out of this rut. I'll never get here. I can tell you, you can reinvent yourself. Yeah. We have.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not even reinvent yourself, but you can continue to develop.
You can grow into your full potential.
Yeah.
And you know what? And your life can always change at any moment.
And you have to be willing to accept that it's change and not failure.
Yes.
Sometimes it's realizing, this wasn't meant for me. I didn't fail at that. And my son will say that, well, you weren't successful because you failed or it didn't work out. I'm like, I realize that that wasn't my path.
Young people also, not that I'm not, I feel like I'm so young, but I feel like really, really youth, if you don't fail, until you fail hard, you don't realize how beneficial failure is.
Right. You have to fail.
It's like you divorced, right?
You had to go through that divorce. Yes. I had to.
Aren't you a better person now?
Hugely.
It changed your life, probably.
I'm humble. It did change my life. Now,
Better connector, even possibly. Like these kind of things come out of divorce.
In the place that I am now, I'm able to be my true self.
Yeah.
And I realized too, I think part of going through a divorce, there's always a her side, his side, and somewhere in the middle. I also realized the mistakes I made as a young wife.
Yeah.
I was 25 when I got married. That marriage wasn't perfect, and it wasn't mental. I mean, I knew. He probably knew. But I realized the mistakes I made. And I think you make them, you realize, you know.
Well, when I was really young.
Yeah.
I mean, my husband and I were high school sweethearts and then got out of high school, married. We were together a long time. And then, you know, unfortunately, some people don't grow up. So you have to, you know.
Yeah, if you don't grow together,
someone
you have children.
That changes the
whole picture.
And then that's when you make decisions and you're like, okay, we're going to.
And Colton really, he saved me. I mean, I prayed for that child forever. It was a very difficult, like, it took 3 years to conceive him. And I think the universe was trying to tell me not to get pregnant for a reason. And then it was finally like, well, you're going to stick it out in this marriage. You're going to have this kid. But that kid is. I live my life not for him, but I want him to see that I was kicked to the, he saw. I mean, I was like down and out. I mean, I don't think he saw the townhouse before we moved in. You and I went without him.
Yeah.
And thank God he didn't come to the first townhouse I lived in because I cried in that. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But it turned out great.
But it did. It turned out great. You know.
Well, I think also when you watch your parent say, hey, I'm not okay with where I'm at and I'm going to do everything to get better, that teaches them a lesson.
It does.
They can say, okay, now I can see. I think it's harder to watch your parent.
And I think I've done
evolve.
That with the girls.
Yeah.
We talk about that all the time.
Well, yeah,
I've made my girls
phenomenal.
Very, they're out there, you know, they're working. I mean,
they're such great kids.
Yeah.
All,
they're
all
doing what they need
just...
to do. And I've always made it that this is what we do.
Mm-hmm. The kids
you know,
might
you
not
were in school.
Like...
That was your job. Now you're out of school. Now you're going to do that. You know, this is what we do.
But you guys
we
are also keep... leading from example saying like, hey, we're going to start this new business.
Exactly.
We're going to push and like grow and
it's
do things. And that's huge. Like that's an example that
we hope so.
It's great.
I mean, what we hope the vision is that maybe someday we can buy land.
Yes.
Maybe someday there's a pink fence like Loblolly out there that you can drive into the pink fence and the store is out front and then behind it is the, like our properties and the kids' properties and that we can leave them a legacy to be proud of.
Yeah.
We don't want to leave them millions. I don't think
we're ever going to have millions.
You know what?
We do tell us. She, you know, she tells me a lot too. You know, I got to manifest.
You got to manifest.
Just be open to what the universe has.
Yes.
Like you never know. Like even like here, I know it's really easy if you've never been to Loblolly, you show up and you're like, whoa, there's so much, right?
Right.
This did not happen. Like there was so much struggle that my family went through that people have no idea unless you're in the inner circle. There was so much hardship. Those moments where going, can I stay open?
Yes.
This farm went through that.
Yeah.
There was a time when it was literally like, oh God, can we do this? Can we? Because we've had losses. We've had so many hardships.
Right.
And it's very easy to look at other businesses and be like, oh, it's
so
easy
lucky.
For them. Yeah, look what they have. And it's like,
it's not,
anyone who's doing something like bigger or on that path to do something bigger like you guys, like, that never comes without a cost. And sometimes that cost is that struggle.
Right. It's a struggle. Right. And it's hard.
Right.
But then you're going to look back in a couple years and be like, remember when we were upstairs renting out a bedroom?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what we laugh. Well, because we have come a long way. Just given a little bit of time.
And we have to be proud of ourselves a little bit.
Your story has only been a year. Oh my God. Like I'm right now like, oh my God, you did this all in a year?
And that's what people say to us and we're like, what? We're like ready to, I don't know. I don't know what.
I don't know. So we look at each other and we go, well, how did we do that?
Yeah.
Like, people are like, imagine what you're going to be like in 5 years.
Well, we hope.
Exactly. We hope. We are, trying to stay humble. We always try to come back to our roots and we always, you know, we do start to look at inventory that's, I don't think there's anything in the store, what, over 100 and we try to keep it low because that's the other thing, you know, Doomsday.
The vendor, we try not some to vendor watch. Stuff that is probably a little high.
We try not to watch
it's
the
made,
news.
You know, they put their time.
Yeah. Right, of course.
But yeah.
When you see the news, like, dip, you can see it in the store. Yeah. And that's what's kind of drawn the conversations this week where we're just like,
Because things are tough right now. Mm. I mean,
they are,
everybody
but it's not
going to
be tough forever.
And that's,
forever.
That's, what, we,
and that's what we were talking about today coming up. We, you know, we were going back and forth about this. We were like,
and if we can survive this,
it's got to get better.
If we can survive this, then what's it going to be like when? And people are feeling a little bit more comfortable in their finances.
Absolutely.
When the electric finally is like $4 million.
You guys will be set in stone. You guys will be the ones there.
Yeah.
Well, also when people realize, like, I think part of that realization is I can go, like, sometimes people don't walk in a shop strictly because they think it's going to be expensive, right?
Right.
So when people start to realize, oh, this is an affordable shop with good quality things for people like me, for the locals, for gifts for my family, for experiences for my family, you're going to get those return customers.
And that's what's important to us, the return customers.
Yeah. You really want
the community.
The word of mouth of everybody, too.
We don't ever want someone to come in and feel like we're out of their reach or out of their budget. We want everyone to feel welcome.
I mean, we'll do whatever we can, like to help you have that perfect gift or do whatever you need.
And we're not upcharging you for crazy stuff.
No.
I mean, you know, we try to be super fair on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
you still have to make...
You guys got to eat.
We have to drop it.
We at least have to pay our rent.
I mean,
when you're dipping into your own personal funds to help a business survive, that's hard. Yeah. That's hard. And when you're starting, you know, like we talked about, the banks are difficult. I mean, if anybody's out there trying to start a business, Melissa and I are open books. If you want, I'm not going to do your work for you, but I will point you
You'll
in the direction.
You'll give resources.
Absolutely.
We had that. We have to give a shout out to to Kristen.
That is true. When we started the business, one of our vendors, her name is Krista Messick. She owns a company called Beneath the Sea. It's Bozen. She hand makes all of her stuff.
Right.
She was a teacher,
but
she's not a gatekeeper. So she's like, you know, we're better together.
And
so we kind of adopted that.
Huge.
Yes. Because we'd be like, what do you do? How is your Facebook? How did you grow? How did you get this?
Hold on 1 second. Thank you for the quick break. And we are back. I know Dover. I don't know as much about the beaches, but I know Dover incentivizes people to come on in. But the families stay only. The doctors will stay only like
maybe a year,
two
or
2 years.
Nothing long.
And then like 2 to 3 year contracts, and they leave as soon as their contract's up because they don't. We don't have the resources for young families.
Yes.
No. Well, what are they going to do? You know, where do they want to go hang out?
When you go to other locations, like for us, like last night, we went to the beach for the night and we ate at the Back Porch Cafe because it's delicious.
Yeah. Right.
But in Dover, I don't know where to go for date night.
Right. That's true. I will say the beach is unique. Like we're both pretty well traveled, I feel like. And nothing is quite like the beach area in terms of restaurants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The restaurants at the beach are phenomenal. There's so many table restaurants.
Yes. They're doing great there.
They are. Like, I'm a big sushi eater, and everywhere I go, I will try sushi, and it's nothing like Southern Delaware and that little beach area.
What's your favorite sushi place?
Yeah, I was just about.
Masaki's my favorite. There's a lot of other great ones. There are, but Masaki just...
Where's Masaki?
South Bethany.
We don't go to Bethany enough.
No.
So it's not in downtown. It would be like if you're going to Fenwick, and it's in a little strip mall in South Bethany, but it's phenomenal.
Right,
it's
we're going to go. We like love food.
Yeah.
So we will...
We'll come visit you guys and then go there.
And there are other great places. I think Masaki just sold a special place for me because when Colton was little, he was two and eating sushi, and they were so great. They were so family oriented, and not that the other ones aren't that way, but there was a waiter there that would come out with training wheels for Colton, and he'd rubber band Colton's chopsticks. So he was eating with chopsticks at two, and now he's 11 and has like great chopstick skills, but he's a huge sushi lover, and they would make him cucumber rolls, and they wouldn't put the sesame seeds because he'd eat a bowl of rice and his little cucumber rolls, and now he eats tuna and salmon and
that's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. So that's just it. just holds a special place because they were just, they gave you that family feel and they knew him. They knew Colt when he walked in the door, and that for a mama heart, you want your kids remembered, because we remember there's a girl that comes to the store though, and her name is Charlotte. When grandmom called back this summer to visit, she's like, I don't know if you remember Charlotte. I'm like, yes, Charlotte, she plays platoons. And the grandmother was like, you remember all that? I'm like, yes. I love her. I can't wait. And she's geeking out on watercolor painting. And I'm like, I just got into watercolors. Let's sit down and geek out about it. And then her grandmom came to pick her up after an hour. And I'm like, Charlotte and I aren't done geeking out about watercolor paint yet. Like, it's so fun.
It was fun. Yeah. We have a lot of fun up there.
So we really appreciate those businesses where we feel like, it's like Cheers, where everybody knows your name.
I was just thinking that the whole time.
Right?
Yeah, you want to go to the place that everyone knows
you
your name.
You want everybody to know, like, we just want you to know that we love you and appreciate you when you come into the store. And we want to remember your families. We want to know that your husband just had knee surgery. How's he doing? Do you need anything? Like, you know, we'll get you a little tea basket to go.
I mean, we run down the stairs for people. We tell them all the time, like, listen, if you can't come up, we'll run this down to
what
you.
What do you need? Just we'll get it. We have another lady that comes up every couple of weeks when she gets her hair done.
Yes.
I'm like, can I walk your bags downstairs? She's like, are you sure? And I'm like, yes. I mean.
We give that personal touch.
Well, I feel like we're both.
Well, we've always been with grandparents.
Well,
that was a big thing for us. We always had our grandparents.
You're really influenced by that, then.
Multi-generational household.
Yes.
That's nice.
Well, the grandparents, I mean, you're getting me.
Our grandparents were.
You miss that. And, like, we don't have that anymore. You don't have that. You don't have all the siblings getting around. You know, you don't have your big family Christmas dinners. We want a little bit of that. We want to salvage a little bit of that, Sorella Amare.
We do.
Because even in our own family, there's some brokenness. And I mean, you know, we're not, if people say, you're related to that person. I didn't know. Well, you know, it's not the best relationship, but we're real. We'll tell you hey,
sometimes if it's toxic, you got to just cut it out. And that's just life.
And sometimes
that's how
it is. Aunt, sometimes it's uncle. Sometimes it's siblings.
It's
grandparents that you cut. I mean, we get that too. And I think that's great about the generations coming up, is that we're realizing you don't just have to be it's family.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, so-and-so can go. It's family. No.
Oh, that's just uncle, whatever.
Right.
Like,
Right.
And sometimes we can build our own families.
Yeah.
I mean, I think blended, being divorced and remarried, you learn.
Yeah, you do.
That's humbling too, being in a blended family. So we get it. I think we try to get it from all sides, and we're like, we get you.
We do. I feel like we do.
I mean, don't you, those life experiences is what helped you connect so well with everybody.
Well, you start to realize you're not better than anybody else.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're not great because we opened the store. It's just that we have a lot of hustle and a lot of heart.
Right.
And we really have this vision.
We need to do something with the energy that we have.
Yeah. You're following your passions.
Yeah. Well, that's what we wanted.
And sometimes our passions change.
I know.
I'm just kidding. The homestead thing, though, I think that's really the end goal. The end goal is to have this, you know, 5 to 10 acres where we can give each kid, you know, between, I have two stepsons.
Nice,
we're hoping that we can give everybody a quarter acre.
Yeah.
Because if you live in a community, 10 acres, 80 acres, that's a lot. Yeah. And everybody's kind of spread out. Like, it's not that close.
Right.
And we can maybe, I mean, the kids are probably like, we don't want to live with two people.
Probably.
We just want to have
chickens.
Yeah. We want some chickens back there. Yes. We want, like, a pool.
And I do think the kids will come back around, and we don't know what's going to happen in their lives.
Yeah.
They're going to have to come back to us.
But they might also, like, once they go out in the world and see, and then they're like, I miss.
We hope so.
It's like you don't know what you have until you leave. Like, the kids need to go out.
I would say I was like that. I left and went to Florida. I moved to Maryland. I moved to places, and I kept coming back. I'm like, I'm homesick.
But they're going to come back to you guys and be like, so you guys have a great community.
Right. We hope so.
That's one of the hardest parts, I think, is a lot of, like, loneliness in America. Have you, like, read about that?
Yes.
It's out of control. And that's why I think, like, your kind of community.
We're
watching some of it now.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
The Blue Zone?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm making him put it on the background.
Yeah, we've been watching it. My husband's like, oh my gosh, I'm done. I can't do this. Because he's like, how do I even get my life there?
So, well, we talk about that because we also see this in a lot of our patients. Like, older people are struggling because they don't have that community.
Right.
And younger people are struggling because they don't, for the exact same reason.
Right.
And our society isn't set up because it goes back to the giant stores. There's no customer. So you go in and you're like, why am I here?
There's a number to that.
Yes. If you go to big hospitals, even you need smaller providers, small family owned providers. Businesses are better serving than giant corporation owned hospitals.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you see this time and time again. The people that are giving the best service are
the people who are in your community and locals.
Right.
That's right.
So the more we build places like yours and people go and support your business, you guys thrive and grow. You create this community. It helps with the loneliness.
You see in America, that's one of the things that they really don't.
Community has gotten.
They don't want us building it. I don't know why or what's going on there, but it's very difficult. That used to be the way. It was a lot more community.
Well, you went down to the corner store and you know, even, I mean, I'm 42. I mean, even I remember being little and going into Bethany and, you know, our parents would give us like $2. You could go to the mini golf, which was 50 cents.
Yes.
I think it was actually a quarter when we first started playing.
When we first started, it was a quarter.
And, you know, my parents would go with our grandfather and sit and have lunch and they'd be like, here's $2 each kit, $4. They'd give my brother and I. And we would go and like, we could go to the, mini golf for 25 cents. You could go to the candy store and get, and I'm not even that old and candy was cheap. And not that I think things can stay that way. I mean, I realize, you know, things have to change, but there's just,
when you watch these other places and what they're doing, it does make you question.
Well, we just went to Puerto Rico. We've been twice in the last year.
Yeah. Why are we not doing this?
But that's why it goes back to the whole, well, if we don't see it, we have to be the ones to create it, right?
Right.
So
right.
You guys
Someone's
are creating
right.
the mm-hmm. community. Yeah. Because, like, this craving for community that we all talk about and feel, everybody's feeling it. They just don't know where to go.
They can come to Sorella Mart.
Like, when do I even start with this? Well, actually, you start with what you guys are doing, following your passions,
right?
Staying busy, and you're working, which there's a lot of hard work with entrepreneurship, but it's not actual. It's a whole different kind of
it's
work.
A different work.
A lot of
it's
behind the scenes
work.
Stuff people don't realize. Yeah,
that's right.
It's
that's
work
right.
that feeds the soul. You
it
know,
does feed the soul.
That's what we talk about.
Yeah,
we don't mind this.
Yeah.
I mean, going to our other
Well, and
job,
you're doing it for yourself,
you know,
and you're doing it for your family.
Right.
Yes. But then these people come in and they connect with you. That's where you actually start these blue zone things, because when you have that connection to your restaurants that you love, you eat different.
Right.
Right.
You eat so much different
when
you go to places that you connect with. You shop different when you go to those places.
Right. Yes.
You are provided different health services when you go to those places that are locally owned.
Yeah.
I'd like to see
And we're
more
trying to do that as much as we can personally. I don't know that we always do a good job on our social media showing that we're doing that behind the scenes.
I know we're trying to work on that, where people are seeing more of what we are.
What
who
we are.
Like
who
you
we
guys.
Are.
Who
yeah.
we
yeah.
are.
We had to change
and we're
that.
Trying
that
to be careful. I don't think we want to, throw up our personal lives up there.
Yeah,
we,
I mean, you don't want to be out there too much being,
We don't want to air your, dirty laundry or anything.
Finding that balance, that's what we've been working on.
And we're really big, even on our personal Facebook pages, we stay away from politics, religion.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff that we're both agreed that, listen, this isn't going to go on Facebook. Or we're going to stay away from that. Or we notice somebody comment, we're not going to. And it's not that we don't have our own set of beliefs, but we want everybody to have their free. We don't want you to come in because you think that we're of this political or this religion.
Like,
we want to love you for who you are.
Right.
Whatever that looks like in your world, we're accepting of that.
Yeah. Well, everyone, you can be voting for different people and still get along.
And that's
what
we
want. Right. But we don't want you to come on in and feel like if you feel a certain way that we're going to be like, well, you shouldn't or you should. No, come in. We don't care. And the way we learn and grow is to be open-minded.
That's right.
And we learn things.
I think being in the education field, too, is for us, it's easier. To be open-minded. I mean, with the kids.
Well, you have to learn to work with so many different people.
We have to.
Work
with everything.
And hey, I may not agree with you, but I'm going to love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way, right? Isn't that the way of the way you're supposed to be? Like, love everyone. It's okay. Yeah. And that's what we try to.
We're not up there to judge you.
No.
We, you know.
That's not what we're up. And we always try to support everybody that comes in with fundraisers. We're constantly.
We try to help.
We try to
do
all of those things.
We can. I mean, we are small, so we do try. We try to get back in little ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we really would like to see a little bit more, like you talked about, having the women or a community of just business owners that really are like-minded. Because I think where we get hung up, and I don't know if it's everywhere, but we know that you're better together.
We
so if more businesses band together that are small businesses, it's not about competition. There's enough for everyone.
People can shop at all the stores.
Right.
You know, it's not that they only go to one spot.
Think about when you drive up Route 1, there's Wawa and Arroyo Farms. They are not upset that they're competing with each other.
They do that on purpose.
Right.
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 Or there's a Starbucks across the streets from each other.
Yes. Right. Or there's a Dunkin' across from a Starbucks. Like, it's okay that you and I both sell kimonos or we both sell candles.
Right.
Come be part of, you don't even need to shop my Starbucks. Come in and just see what we're about, because we're always recommending local businesses
on
our street.
Yeah.
I mean, we do tea parties and we always recommend three places, and we're like, but this place is so close, we can pick up the food for you. We're always I don't feel like we're ever funny about sharing business. Or if somebody comes in and like, hey, you don't have this. Matter of fact, we had a customer come up a few weeks ago looking for a vendor item. And she was like, where else can I get this? And I was like, well, and we actually had a friend visiting. And she's like, you can run up to Shore Market in Lewis. And she's like, no, I've already been there. And I said, well, listen, there's a Inland Bases down the street. They carry this person's stuff too. Actually, I can pull it up on Facebook. I just saw their picture. Yeah, this is what they have in stock. And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, you said, at that time, yeah.
Well, I said, you know, I just figured it'd be easier because she's going to come back because we have the better stock of this vendor stuff than everybody else does. And, you know, she was like, well, I don't want that either. And I said, well, actually, he kind of had a rough summer. He's great. Like, he's out and about. But I think he had a little bit.
She didn't know his background.
And she was like, well, I need more of his inventory. And I said, well, I can recommend all these places and you're welcome to like, but we don't shy away. I mean, that was a sale that we could have potentially, I don't want to say lost, but we sent the woman to three other places. Now she ended up buying from us because after I pulled up all the inventory everywhere else, there was nothing else to really go, but we have no problem like sending you to another store. We're like, oh my gosh, if you checked out this clothing boutique, I just bought this dress that like, we are always trying to push the other businesses. I don't know that we always receive the same love.
I know. I don't think sometimes other people are as open about it, and maybe they feel, I guess, threatened by, you know, with other people.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I don't know why they.
I don't know. It's competition.
We felt that too. We feel like some businesses are really open, like you guys, and, and some just aren't. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
I know everybody's so busy, and it's the lack of community that they're like, I don't have time for that.
We try
and
to
I don't,
find
you know,
positive. Like, okay, why would you think they haven't come up?
And I do realize we talked about how hard it is, and I think sometimes people do gatekeep, like, well, I built this. And I don't want to help somebody else because it was so hard. Mm. No one helped me. We don't want to be like that.
No.
I mean, that's the whole
I always hate that.
Yeah.
Like, well, I pay my dues. You have to pay yours. Like,
hell no. We should be making it a little bit easier. Like, I don't want my kid to have to walk through. Like, I'm trying to show him what a healthy relationship should look like. He might end up divorced. He's 11. You know, who knows where he'll end up in life. I mean, that's a whole other thing. But I want him to know that, like, I made these mistakes. Yeah. And I know we all try to talk about that. I know. I remember hearing Dad say, well, I made this mistake. I don't want you to. And we did anyway.
But I mean, but, it's true. If you help people, then they can go further, and it actually raises your industry as a whole. So there's a lot about that. But I have a theory that I developed very young is the people that are actually, because it's hard to tell what success looks like, right? It's different to everybody. It's very individual. But the people that I find that I define as most successful are the most helpful, the most open. So when I see an entrepreneur who's like more guarded, I think they're probably struggling. There's probably something going on that
I'm
not
seeing. Maybe like a scarcity mindset.
They're struggling with something because the wealthiest people I know in our industry are the most open.
Right.
And the people struggling the most are the most difficult
closed
to talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's wild just to observe. And I remember I was like, I like that I learned this early on because
that's
now
a perspective.
I can help identify.
That
like,
see, that's something that we hadn't thought about. Yeah, now here we are with you and it's like, that's true.
No, when you're if you just keep going, you'll eventually find people who are really open and want to share business with you. And you started something, right? Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Like it's a smaller group, but if people do want to connect, because like they're going to listen to this and be like, I feel the same way.
And I haven't given it the love, but it's called the Female Entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. It might be of Delaware. I'd have to look it up on my Facebook just to see what I started. But it was just a very small group because a lot of our vendors are women-based. And we thought, God, wouldn't it be great to just like break bread and have a glass of wine at the end of the day and just kind of vent?
Yeah.
And not that you want to sit negativity. I don't. Because
well, it's like the feeling that you're not alone.
Right.
In your experience.
Like, hey, what was really hard for you this week? What did you overcome?
Or even knowing this month, like say September's a low month for everybody.
Yeah. Right. Everyone goes, oh yeah, me too.
Feel that.
Yeah.
Like, okay, good.
Like instead of people being, oh no, we've had a great month. No, you haven't. I know you haven't because I see you post on Facebook three times your average, so I know your business is down.
It's like,
I'm like, listen, did you see that so and so posted? They must be struggling because.
And that's what we do. We get back and forth too because we're
like,
watching everybody.
We're such
like, you're
market.
Out there watching.
We are.
And I'm like, hey, did you see this? I'm like, I'm not, you know, so we're like, you know, we're. And we wish we could talk to some of those people, but some are not as
I don't think everybody's as open about it.
They're not as open. They don't want to talk about
it. But, you know, when you keep working in your truth, like you guys are right now, you're going to find those people and attract them. They're going to come and that connection's going to eventually happen.
Yeah. And I think we have.
Yeah, we've had some
other
businesses
that just happened. Actually, all the vendors have been phenomenal. It's just us and we have a vision. And that for us is, it's just.
We are. We are very, we're
probably a pain in the ass.
We probably are.
People.
We're very
much.
We are.
They're like, do they sleep? Like, what do they do? I mean, we do sleep, but.
I have to sleep. But yes, I do think that, you know, we're motivated. And it's.
Well, and I think our parents are like that. When they say they're doing, even,
yeah,
I mean, both.
I think that's something that we've come both from.
Right.
I'm doing that. That's it.
That's it. And like,
there we go.
There's no way. And if you say you're going to do something in our family and you haven't, even my kid, I'm telling, he's like, why haven't you, where yeah. you said you were going to do this.
You guys have accountability in that family.
Yeah, yes.
That's what it
oh
is.
My gosh, yeah. our moms or, you know, people are like, well, you said. Right. And I'm like, well, okay, just pause that for 1 second.
I know. And I think sometimes.
We're probably a little obnoxious. And I know together we tend to be a little bit of a hurricane together.
Yeah, we do say that. We say we probably do come in a little bit like, and these people are like, oh, where do these two come from? You know.
But you guys have such good energy.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
But I think we bring the best out. I think we bring the best out in both
we, of each like, other, yeah. yes. We compliment each other. And, you know, I feel like we have a no BS relationship. Like, she'll be like, you need to get it together.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't like, today. Yeah. And then she's like, well, she'll have something happen. And I'm like, hey, you need to be a little nicer. You're being mean to everybody. She's like, oh, my God, you're so nice. It's always rainbow. And butterflies.
We are very different in those ways, but.
Oh, yeah. You know. She's like, you can't sing Kumbaya and wear your flower wreath around your head all the time. And I'm like, I don't
understand
why. Kumbaya
stuff. It's a good
balance. Yeah. It has to be yin and yang, right?
Yeah. Like, I think so.
But it's funny because my son will be like, Aunt Liz is so much meaner than you. And then her girls will be like, well, you're nicer than mommy. And I'm like, listen, but you can't have me all the time. Like, you can't have nice because nothing gets done if you're too nice.
Yeah, you
have
to.
You do need that balance.
You do.
Yeah, you do.
You do. I mean, yes. Absolutely.
I think so.
But your kids will appreciate that a lot.
They will.
I think they do. I think I see.
Yeah. Yours do, yeah. They're getting there.
He's little.
He is little.
Yeah. Well, we are coming up on our time.
Yeah.
This is such a fun podcast. Do you have anything you want to leave with the listeners?
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
I was going to say, Frank, you didn't stump us. I was waiting for the question.
I was waiting for the question.
I'm just in it. I'm in the story. It's got me sucked in.
We go places and this is what it's like. And we are like the, and it's like.
You want us to talk. Yeah. We'll talk.
Well, it's not about me. It's about you two. And I got sucked into the story. It was great.
And that's how we are. I mean, you know.
Yeah. We just, yeah.
But we want people to feel it. Like, we want them to come in and we want them to know that everyone's welcome. Bring the kids. They can't break anything. And if they do.
No, we don't care.
Oh, my God.
No, like, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
I mean, we don't want
the
them, like, wrecking it up in there. But bring them up. Bring the kids up. Hey, I'll watch the kids. Like, we let people shop. I'm like, let them color.
Yeah.
They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm a certified teacher. I've got a lot of degrees.
Yeah.
I've got all the background checks.
We tell everybody, we're
certified.
Check.
It's all
don't
like,
feel like yeah,
we're
it's
good.
Okay. Yeah.
And your kids right here, let them color. They're like, they can color. Yes, let them color. It's good.
I know, they're always, you know, we're like,
but bring the kids. They're like, we haven't had a break from the kids. Bring them up. We're sisters. Like, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Melissa will shop you around the store and I'll watch your kid in the background. Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, we got it.
It's all good.
That's it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming
on.
Thank
you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
It was great.
When you go to other locations, like for us, like last night, we went to the beach for the night and we ate at the Back Porch Cafe because it's delicious.
Yeah. Right.
But in Dover, I don't know where to go for date night.
Right. I will say the beach is unique. Like, we're both pretty well traveled, I feel like. And nothing is quite like the beach area in terms of restaurants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The restaurants at the beach are phenomenal. There's so many farm-to-table restaurants.
Yeah. So they're doing great there.
They are. Like, I'm a big sushi eater, and everywhere I go, I will try sushi, and it's nothing like Southern Delaware and that little beach area.
What's your favorite sushi place?
Yeah, I was just that.
Masaki's my favorite. There's a lot of other great ones. But Masaki just...
Where's Masaki?
It's never heard of it. South Bethany.
We don't go to Bethany enough.
No.
So it's not in downtown. It would be like if you're going to Fenwick, and it's in a little strip mall in South Bethany, but it's phenomenal.
Right, we're
going to
go. We like love food.
Yeah.
So we will...
We'll come visit you.
Yeah. And then go there.
And there are other great places. I think Masaki just sold a special place for me because when Colton was little, he was two and eating sushi, and they were so great. They were so family oriented, and not that the other ones aren't that way, but there was a waiter there that would come out with training wheels for Colton, and he'd rubber band Colton's chopsticks.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was eating with chopsticks at two, and now is 11 and has like great chopstick skills. But he's a huge sushi lover, and they would make him cucumber rolls, and they wouldn't put the sesame seeds because he'd eat a bowl of rice and his little cucumber rolls, and now he eats tuna and salmon and
skull. Cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. So that's just. It just holds a special place because they gave you that family feel, and they knew him. They knew Colt when he walked in the door, and that for a mama heart, you want your kids remembered because we remember. There's a girl that comes to the store though, and her name is Charlotte. When Grandmom called back this summer to visit, she's like, I don't know if you remember Charlotte. I'm like, yes, Charlotte.
Yes.
She plays platoons,
and the
grandmother was like, you remember all that? I'm like,
gosh.
Yes. Yeah. I love her. I can't wait. And she's geeking out on watercolor painting. And I'm like, I just got not into watercolors. Let's sit down and geek out about it. And then her grandmom came to pick her up after an hour. And I'm like, Charlotte and I aren't done geeking out about watercolor paint yet. Like, it's so fun.
It was fun. We have a lot of fun up there.
So we really appreciate those businesses where we feel like it's like Cheers, where everybody knows your name.
I was just thinking that the whole time.
Right?
Yeah, you want to go to a place where everyone knows your name.
You want everybody to know, like, we just want you to know that we love you and appreciate you when you come into the store. And we want to remember your families. We want to know that your husband just had.
Yep.
You know, knee surgery. How's he doing? Do you need anything? Like, you know, we'll get you a little tea basket to go.
I mean, we run down the stairs for people. We tell them all the time.
Like, listen,
if you can't come up, we'll run this down to you.
What do you need? We'll get it. We have another lady that comes up every couple of weeks when she gets her hair done.
Yes.
I'm like, can I walk your bags downstairs? She's like, are you sure? And I'm like, yes. I mean.
Yeah. We give that personal touch.
Well, yes. I feel like we're both.
Well, we've always been with grandparents.
Well,
that was a big thing for us. We always had our grandparents.
You're really influenced by that, then.
Multi-generational household.
Yes.
That's nice.
The grandparents, I mean, you're getting me.
Our grandparents were.
You missed that. And, like, we don't have that anymore. You don't have that. You don't have all the siblings getting around. You know, you don't have your big family Christmas dinners. We want a little bit of that. We want to salvage a little bit of that, Sorella Amare.
We do.
Because even in our own family, there's some brokenness. And I mean, you know, we're not, if people say, you're related to that person. I didn't know. Well, you know, it's not the best relationship, but we're real. We'll tell you hey,
sometimes if it's toxic, you got to just cut it out. And that's just life.
And sometimes
that's
how
it is.
Aunt, sometimes it's uncle, sometimes it's siblings, it's grandparents that you cut ties. I mean, we get that too. And I think that's great about the generations coming up is that we're realizing you don't just have to be it's family.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, so-and-so can go. It's family. No.
Oh, that's just uncle, whatever.
Right.
Like,
Right.
And sometimes we can build our own families.
Yeah.
I mean, I think blended, being divorced and remarried, you learn.
Yeah, you do.
That's humbling too, being in a blended family. So we get it. I think we try to get it from all sides and we're like, we get you.
We do. I feel like we do.
I mean, don't you, those life experiences is what helps you connect so well with everybody.
Well, you start to realize you're not better than anybody else.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're not great because we opened the store. It's just that we have a lot of hustle and a lot of heart.
Right.
And we really have this vision.
We need to do something with the energy that we have.
Yeah. You're following your passions.
Yeah. Well, that's what we wanted.
And sometimes our passions change.
Thank you for listening to the 302 Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Frank Chi, with my lovely wife and co-host, Dr. Megan Epps. We are your local nervous system-based chiropractors who have a passion for contributing to our community and giving back as we have been so lucky to be blessed living here in Delaware. We've created this as a way to support our community through showcasing local small businesses and people who are making a difference in Delaware. The best way for you to support those who have been featured and our local Delaware podcast is to follow, share, and like us over at Instagram. Our handle is @the302podcast. If you would like to be a guest or sponsor, please visit our website at the302podcast.com. If you are interested in chiropractic care or reaching out to myself or Dr. Epps, visit our website at doverhealthcarecenter.com and send us a message. We look forward to sharing more with you through this year and beyond.